Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is tape number 102, Christ in Prophecy. Prophecy, in the sense of prediction, a foretelling of future events, is a miracle, just as much as a walk on water, John 13, verse 19. A miracle of knowledge is as supernatural as a miracle of power. If Old Testament writers foretold what would happen in the life of Jesus, then they were supernaturally endowed. 2 Peter 2, verse 21. Over 300 predictions, all written hundreds of years before Jesus was born, have been counted. Here are a few of the outstanding predictions. I'm going to list the Old Testament source and give the New Testament fulfillment if you'd like to make notes. First, it was prophesied that Jesus would be of Abraham's seed, predicted in Genesis 22, verse 18, fulfilled in Galatians 3, verse 16. It was prophesied that Jesus would be of the tribe of Judah, in Genesis 49, verse 10, fulfilled in Hebrews 7, verse 14. It was prophesied that he would be of David's seed, in Psalms 89, verses 35 and 36, and fulfilled in Romans 1, verse 3. That he would be born of a virgin, in Isaiah 7, verse 14. Fulfilled Matthew 1, verses 22 and 23. That his birthplace would be Bethlehem. Micah 5, verse 2. Fulfilled in Matthew, verse 1. It was prophesied that stripes would be laid upon him, in Isaiah 53, verse 5. Fulfilled in 1 Peter 2, verse 24. That he would become a sin-bearer, in Isaiah 53, verses 11 and 12, and 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21. It was prophesied that he would offer no resistance, in Isaiah 53, verse 7, fulfilled in 1 Peter 2, verses 23 and 24. It was prophesied that the betrayal money would be 30 silver pieces, and would go to a potter, in Zechariah 11, verses 12 and 13. That was fulfilled twice in Matthew, in the 26th chapter, verses 14 and 15, and in the 27th chapter, verses 5, 6, and 7. That he would be grouped with criminals, in Isaiah 53, verse 12. Fulfilled in Mark 15, verses 27 and 28. That his clothing would be divided, Psalms 2, verse 18. Fulfilled twice in Matthew 27, the 35th verse, and in John, chapter 19, verses 34 and 35. It was prophesied that his feet and hands would be pierced, in Psalms 22, verse 16, and Zechariah 12, verse 10, fulfilled in John 19, verse 37. It was prophesied that not a bone would be broken, in Psalms 34, verse 20, fulfilled in John, chapter 19, verses 33 through 36. It was prophesied that he would pray for his crucifiers in Isaiah 53, 12, fulfilled in Luke chapter 23, verse 34. It was prophesied that a rich man's tomb would be his burial place in Isaiah 53, verse 9, and fulfilled in Matthew 27, verses 57 through 60. That his body would not decay, prophesied in Psalm 16, verses 8 through 10, and fulfilled in Acts 2, verse 31. That he would be anointed as king in heaven, in Psalms chapter 110, verses 1 through 5, and Psalms 45, verses 6 and 7. That prophecy was fulfilled in Hebrews chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. If only 50 prophecies about Jesus had been made, assuming an equal chance for their happening or not happening, the law of probability against all 50s being fulfilled is that of the 50th power of 2 to unity. That is, the probability is greater than 1,125 million to one that all of these circumstances would turn up. Then, to assume that the 50 events would happen contemporaneously surpasses the power of numbers to express correctly the immense improbability of its taking place. If only 100 prophecies had been made, the chance that they would happen to one man is less than all the drops of water if the world were completely water. But Canon Liddon said that there are 332 prophecies of Christ. That chance would settle on all of these happening to one man is beyond the power of imagination. Absence of prophecy in other religions. As regards predictiveness, only the Bible presents any verified instances of fulfilled prophecy. The books pertaining to Islam, Buddhism, Confucianism, Shintoism, and Zoroastrianism make no attempt to predict. When the heathen Delphic oracle attempted a prophecy, it was always ambiguous. And when other attempts have been made at prophesying, they have only proved embarrassing to the self-made prophets. The absence of prophecy in other religions, the futile effort in heathen oracles, and the self-defeating prophecy in others make the word of biblical prophecy the more admirable, the more impressive.